This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, October 30th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Congressional dysfunction over funding the government will expand to millions of Americans if leaders in Washington can't find resources to fund the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program by midnight tomorrow. Amy McReynolds with Feeding America says the impact will be felt by the food insecure immediately.
We're already seeing families come to food banks and pantries now with news of the potential SNAP not being funded. Folks are already showing up to distributions. In addition, we are also providing special pop-up distributions for many federal employees who have been specifically impacted by government shutdown.
McReynolds says more people are food insecure today than during the COVID pandemic, and with inflation, food banks are already strained to meet the needs even with the SNAP program in place.
Each year we serve about 50 million people through the Feeding America network, and that is before any changes to SNAP. SNAP serves 42 million people. We're talking about almost doubling what the food bank network is going to be able to do and what families are going to be seeking help around. We will continue to show up with donations from our partners, but this is a devastating situation given the amount of people that will be impacted across the country.
While Halloween is tomorrow, McReynolds says some food bank workers have already faced their own nightmare.
We've had situations where people do come for help and we've had to turn folks away, which is devastating to anyone who is working with food banks and food pantries.
McReynolds says those in need can visit feedingamerica.org and click the Need Help tab. Well, on the floor of the U.S. Senate today, Illinois Senator Dick Durbin challenged GOP leaders and the Trump administration.
So across America, 12% of our population will not be able to put food on the table because of decision by the Trump administration not to feed Americans. Of all the priorities, wouldn't you think that keeping our population, the poorest among us, the neediest among us, with food on the table would be the highest priority?
Durbin challenged cuts to SNAP and the Budget Reconciliation Act, and now by not funding the program as punishment for the nation's needy.
They made the biggest cuts in the history of the SNAP and food stamp program, cutting the program by 20%, and now they're lamenting on the floor it's illegal for them to pay anything at all. We know that's not true. President Trump has decided we can't wait any longer. He wants to stop SNAP funding on Saturday and hurt 42 million Americans to teach the Democrats a lesson. Another example of cruelty to people who are vulnerable by this administration.
GOP leaders have countered the attacks, saying the situation could be resolved by voting to approve a continuing resolution to fund and reopen the government. American soybean farmers pleased with the preliminary details of an apparent trade agreement with China. American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland says certainly a step in the right direction.
It's positive. It's a big step forward. It doesn't solve all the problems. But if we can use this as a step forward and as a springboard to the next opportunity, hey, it's a great day.
Ragland says he's hopeful a verbal commitment will become reality with the Chinese agreeing to purchase 25 million metric tons of soybeans annually.
The real truth will be a few months down the road as to how well that these agreements are followed up upon, and we actually have cash on the barrelhead, soybeans delivered, and the transaction complete.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. Commodity Classic returns to San Antonio February 25th through 27th for their 30th anniversary celebration. Discover breakthrough solutions that boost your bottom line. Network with thousands of industry leaders and explore cutting-edge farm technology from over 400 exhibitors, all designed to power your farm's profitability forward. Don't miss 30 years of agriculture excellence in the heart of Texas. Housing and registration opens November 6th. Head to commodityclassic.com to learn more. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.